called schema mitzvahs. Schema mitzvahs. What schema mitzvahs is basic philosophy of Torah. Basic philosophy is that through asiyas and mitzvahs, one of the asiyas and mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs, the shiur ideas become clearer through the actual performance of the mitzvahs. So he said, not asiyas and mitzvahs, just the mice spread bottom one. But asiyas and mitzvahs, the physical action of doing the mitzvahs, clarifies the ideas. In other words, when a person stands and writes a Torah with all the halachos, he's carrying around every single halachos, every halacha in application, so he has a clearer idea, he has a better grasp on the idea than he does if he never did it before.
Want to
say that? Want to say
that?
Take
care about the
still came up with Spider-Man.
Can we say that it was? I'm not sure what it is. Play an asshole with another McQuaid. We're going to go through the next week. Whether the ideas are separate from the physical or whether the ideas are part of the physical. Separate my place. But at any rate, whether the physical is incorporated in the ideas or whether the physical is... There's two entities. According to Plato, there's two entities. You have the physical, and then you have the ideas, which are reflected. But really, the ideas themselves are something totally separate. And according to Aristotle, the idea... You can't have an idea of something which is not physical. That's always it. Well, your question was, well, what's the other side of the... That's separate. That doesn't have to do with us.
What we said was that
the philosopher needs the physical in order to reach the idea. There's a firmer grasp of the idea based on the physical. Then we showed why the idea of God is the most difficult thing to grasp, since it's based upon physical, right? The senses. So therefore, this idea itself is very difficult for man to grasp. A lot of people feel unreal towards it. They feel unreal because they can't grasp it through the senses like every other idea. You see? Yeah, but apparently it's interesting. Apparently God has demanded that every human being should be able to grasp at least the concept. You know, in terms of the concept of existence without the physical was demanded by every Jew, no matter how unphilosophical he might be.
You can't really grasp it.
Okay, that's using Yadis between any other religion. That's the key of Yadis. That's the grasping of the idea of God without the physical. The key, that's the central belief, the Ikar Das. So Ikar Agadol, the Rambam says, Ikar Agadol Shakar Toliba, that's the Rambam. The Ikar Agadol, this is the Ikar of the Ikar. The most central point, the most important point in Yadis. Okay, yeah.
The difficult to understand what's up with it. The basic concept.
Wait, Ram, which pasuk?
Yes.
The Ram, so the first one. What's the song? What is that, Hashem? You know, it's not very,
it's not very effective.
I don't know, they were wrong. Okay, now the question is what? So what's the question? What was the next question? Let's sum it up, right? Okay. Now the question is, what does it have to do with terms of justice, right? Okay. Now let's see, is justice an idea?
When we mentioned justice, we said justice is the
perfect system, right?
Yeah.
Now is the perfect system an idea? Of this idea in the physical. Therefore, give a person a better grasp on what the concepts themselves. In other words, if Yadis was operating, if the whole system of Yadis was operating properly, then would we have a better idea, a better grasp on the ideas involved in the system of Yadis?
Yeah, but we said you should only do one.
We'll definitely see once, right? So therefore, the philosopher desires to have the system work in. By the way, you see, interestingly, there's Mishnah Chazal, seems also very Chazal say, that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go there as well. Everybody knows, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go there as well. Chazal asks Kasha, why? Chazal asks, why do you want to go there for? V'chilecho mipirya yetzarek. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eat the fruit, the nice fruit in Yitzro. It came back, the market came back for free. He was very impressed. He said, he wants to go over there and eat it. What do you want?
You only have to say it this once.
What do you want? What do you want? So what is the Gemara answer?
You wouldn't have gone to Gaul if you were going.
No. What goes?
I don't
know.
I had that answer.
The what? The mitzvahs that are clear as far as they should be fulfilled through me. And this is that I depend upon her to serve. Well, part of her, a large part of her depends upon her to serve, right? All
such things.
All different concepts of strength and strength with her depend upon Israel. So he was very selfish. Amar mitzvah to please bar this camel yodi. I should be the one that should implement the mitzvah please bar. What would he gain? Navigating the problem. So what's the answer to that?
Right, he didn't have a grasp, a full grasp on the knowledge.
He didn't have a complete.
Right. Right?
Oh, so therefore when you see the whole system of the universe, so therefore you get a better grasp on the universe, and when you see the system of the Torah, you get a better grasp on the Torah. One is the one or the other. So that's why the desire to see the whole system from A to Z is the was his desire. I just understand the law of the technical piece of tumor.
They're seeing half a clock work.
Right.
The mechanisms of half a clock, you don't see the other.
Right, the other clock. Right. So therefore, we say that philosophy desires justice. That's why also you notice the Alkane Kamuk, I would say. The Sake Olam, the Malchus Shaddai. So Shaddai, the Kamuk said earlier. The Sake Olam, the Malchus Shaddai. What does it mean? The Sake Olam, the Malchus Shaddai means to.
Correct. What does it,
to correct. Correct the world, right. Construct the world with the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sake means to correct it. So what does it mean? The Olam, what does it mean to construct Olam? Well, it means that there's one area when God created Shesh Vibration, there's one area which was left imperfect. That was the area in the realm of man's Bechira. Right? So it comes up that when man perfects his life, so this is the last link in the perfection of the total system of the universe. Correct? Oh, yes. When God created the universe, right? So it comes out that every day, Vayar Shem Kito, what is Vayar Shem Kito? That the physical represented the perfect ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right? Every day except. One day it didn't work out that way. One day it didn't work out that way. That was the day of Adam HaRishon.
Didn't say Kito matter?
No. They said Kito was God's performance system, but not as far as man's. Because on that day, when Adam was created, you see, when Adam was created, so he had the Bechira to either perfect it, to either live according to the perfect ideas, and not to. Right? So the Hashem told me that he was a perfect creature, which had the perfect Bechira. Insofar as that's concerned, it was perfect, but insofar as the implementation of the perfect system was concerned, it wasn't, because he destroyed the perfect system. You understand what I mean?
Because of his Bechira.
Because of his Bechira.
Because of his perfection.
That's right. Because of his perfection as a being of Bechira. So therefore, it comes out like this. So it comes out that the last act, that's why, by the way, let's say I have two accounts. Why do you have two accounts in the Torah? All the upper course, all the Bible clerks always say there's two accounts. Why are the two accounts?
Women
brought brishes of Adam. Let me tell you something. One was the Sheshmer brishes, then you have again Elotel, Mr. Shemayim, Lars, Bibarum, Begay, Masay, Sereshem, Olekin,
Eres,
Shemoyim, right. Then it starts with a whole Sechas, and then the whole thing is about Adam and Chava. And she was created. So all the Bible critics say, you know, they say, you know, two accounts, it's about two stories.
Right?
What?
Right.
So therefore, but we say now that the reason why there's two accounts is simply.
One's general, one's specific.
And then because one is the first one is the perfect account insofar as God is concerned. See, the first one's the perfect account. The second one is the part where Adam's imperfections are mentioned. We mentioned a lot of times the idea of the difference between din and racham, midas din midas racham. Right, the second one is the first one means the din. The first one is the perfect system. So it comes out that there's one area in which the world is imperfected. Which area is this? This is the area of the realm of man's bechira, because this area was left to man to have the physical represent the perfect ideas. But insofar as man is concerned, this was never done. You know what I mean? So it comes out that the perfect system of the whole universe has never yet been put into operation. That's what he's a Sakan Olam Malchus Shaddai. Right? Understand? Why? Because this is the perfection of the universe. By implementing the perfect ideas, by man implementing the perfect ideas, so he perfects the whole system. The last part of the perfection of the total system is...
What is he doing wrong?
He's not living according to the perfect ideas. He's not living according to the true ideas. Well, man, what does it mean?
It has to be that way. Because God created man perfect. Perfect means perfect.
Yeah, right. Oh, but he has the ability to choose the right way, right?
Right.
Now, if he chooses the right way, so then he's living according to the perfect system.
Yeah.
The right way means that system goes that way, which is in line with the true ideas. The wrong way is the way that's not in line with the true ideas, right? So therefore, the last perfection of the universe is dependent upon man. Because everything else is working, everything else in the physical universe is working according to the perfect ideas, except one area, which is man's behavior.
He's happy that he's done to him.
Except he's done to Israel.
He's done to Israel.
Why?
Well, because he could operate even though against all odds, he could still operate. So it's like a great thing.
Who can operate?
The Ramban. The Ramban said he's captain. He said a lot of people hope for the Mashiach. He said, but he doesn't. He's believed it's under his rule, boy. Because
yeah.
He got under all hardships, he's still keeping the laws of Hashem.
That the Ramban is.
The Ramban, yeah. The Ramban told the king that he's happy under his rule because it's so difficult to keep the mitzvahs there, and yet he still does it.
And yet he still does it.
And yet he still does it.
Then it's so difficult under the king's rule.
You're right, right.
What? The guy thanks the guy for making offer.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said.
Well,
so, but I mean, according to this, it's definitely not good.
Why?
Because according to this, he wants you to wear a system operate. He doesn't have the clear ideas in the
number of
system.
I understand the opioid.
Yeah.
I will not listen to it.